I'm Andrew Tulloch, Assistant Curator in charge of Coldstream Museum. We put together this exhibition to commemorate the 500th anniversary of Flodden. And we tried to take the approach not to tell the dry story of the battle, which only interests people who are really specialists, but to try to give an impression of what a battle meant for a medieval society. The Scottish army was very much a snapshot of the population. It wasn't just fighting men. Maybe two-thirds of the Scottish army were not actually fighting men, but were camp followers. So you would have had women. You would have had maybe people who were maybe crippled, like millers and bakers and people like that, as well as sort of soldiers.
So would they have had any choice about whether they fought? How were they recruited?
Well, the nobility did have their household retainers who would have been semi-professional to professional men, but that was a very small fraction of the Scottish army. The Scottish army was basically raised under the feudal system. You owed your feudal superior, be you an earl or a peasant, you owed your landlord, basically, 40 days' service a year. So by the time the Battle of Flodden happened, the 40 days was almost up. The English were running out of money, the Scottish were running out of time.
Oh, I see. And so that's why some people just packed up and left.
Some people had already left, the service had happened.
So they would be going, that's my 40 days, I'm done, I'm going back to my fields.
Yeah, and they would have picked a good time to escape when no one was looking. And of course, Surrey was desperate to fight a battle because he was wanting to impress Henry, and he was running out of money, so he was running out of time too, for that matter, because all his soldiers were paid and he had to buy all the food.
And what would the average... Is that one of the average soldiers over there?
Yes, that's a depiction of a Scottish border reaver or border soldier. They would have tended to have worn fairly light armour, either leather, perhaps mail, perhaps a light plate in a jerkin. The classic armour we think of for medieval knights would have probably been only very few would have been armed that way at Flodden. Most of them would be armed very flexibly so they could fight for maybe 4 or 5 hours if necessary.
And so do you know how many of these people were killed?
We don't really know, maybe between 10 and 20,000 altogether on both sides.
Right.
I mean, it was quite bloody.
Well, it's going to be very interesting to see the 500th anniversary, how it pans out. Thank you very much.
Thank you.